Being implicated in home life, the conditioned soul is burned by the fire of lamentation. Sometimes he condemns himself as being very unfortunate, and sometimes he claims that he suffers because he performed no pious activities in his previous life. Purport. In the Guru Ashtaka, Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has sung, Samsara Nalavira Dukha Pranaya Karunya Ganatam. The life in this material world is exactly like a blazing forest fire. No one goes to set fire to the forest, yet the fire takes place. Similarly, everyone wants to be happy in the material world, but the miserable conditions of material life simply increase. Sometimes a person caught in the blazing fire of material existence condemns himself, but due to his bodily conception, he cannot get out of the entanglement and thus he suffers more and more. Umajnana kinirandasya jnanam janashalakaya chakshurunmilitam yena tasmai shri gurave namaha shri chaitanya manovishtam sthapitam yena bhutale svayam rupakarmayam dadati smartalantikam vandeham shri guru shri yuta padakamalam shri gurun vaishnavamscha shri rupam sagrajatam sahagana rupanathambitam tam sanjeevam Sadvaitam Savadutam Kavijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Dalita Sri Vishakhanvitamscha E Krishna Karuna Sindho Krishna Bandho Jayakate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namaskate Takta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrinda Ganeshwari Vrishabhanu Sudhe Devi Pranamami Harisye जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। O Great One, O Supreme Lord, because of combination of pleasing and displeasing circumstances and because of separation from them, one is placed in a most regrettable position within heavenly or hellish planets, as if burning in a fire of lamentation. Although there are many remedies by which to get out of miserable life, any such remedies in material world are more miserable than the miseries themselves. Therefore, I think that the only remedy is to engage in your service. Kindly instruct me in such service. We all know this comes in Prahlad Maharaj's prayers to Lord Narasimhadev, where Prahlad Maharaj is putting himself in the role of a person burning in the fire of material existence. He's making a lot of crucial points here. The endeavor to overcome the miseries, and then we find a solution to that. The solution seems to be creating more problems than the actual problem itself. So in purport to this, Srila Prabhupada brings out important points which we will discuss from the purport. Crucial points. Happiness or distress in this material world is always distress. Whether it is a miserable condition or distressful or the opposite, enjoyable, all that Prabhupada equates that to be miserable. Whether one is miserable or happy, both conditions are miserable. If one actually wants happy, peaceful life, one must become Krishna conscious and constantly engage in the transcendental loving service of the Lord. So Guru is the one who gives this actual remedy. And in this particular verse, the living entity is starting to reflect and he is condemning himself that I have not done any pious activities. Is a good point where the living entity is starting to take responsibility of his current situation and is willing to take some remedial measures. Instead of trying to blame the external situation, blame the people at home, blame the government, blame the other miseries that are around him, although they are giving him trouble, but in this particular verse and purport, the living entity is turning the blame to himself and he is regretting for not having done any pious activities. This is a good state of mind for a person to receive transcendental knowledge. He is coming to a point of realization that I am also a part of the problem, which means I should take steps to get out of the problem and not just blame the externals. And this is a crucial time for the living entity to take shelter of the Lord, and that being the ultimate remedy. And that will actually take one out of this sokarmina, the fire of lamentation. Sokarmina, sakala yonishu, dahyamana, being burned. His putru, priya apriya. His putru, pleasing and not pleasing. Yasmat priya, priya vyoga, samyoga janma. So, this distressful situation, pleasing, not pleasing, same words come in the Bhagavad Gita as well. One should be fixed in intelligence despite being put in pleasing and not pleasing circumstances. Sthira buddhi asammura brahmavit brahmani sthitaha. The same burning fire of lamentation is being discussed in today's verse, and the solution for that, as indicated by Srila Prabhupada in his purport, is through the prayers that we sing daily. Personally, I am not qualified to speak on Guru Ashtakam because it's been a long time since I went regularly in the morning program myself. But somehow, by the devotees' help and their mercy, in fact, I have to take guidance from them how to even sing the proper meter and the proper tune, because I've been so much out of touch with the morning program. But it's an indication that I must pick myself up. So today, I am trying to preach to myself the glories of Guru Ashtakam, which I thought we would discuss in this particular section of the purport is coming from, starting in Samsara Dharva. So what I am going to speak is based on Srila Prabhupada's lectures on Guru Ashtakam, and His Grace Amarendra Prabhu has also spoken on Guru Ashtakam, collected a few points from his lecture in Hindi, then a few points from the IDC course, which had a wealth of information on Guru. So we will begin by looking at one verse of Guru Ashtakam, then look at the word-to-word meaning, then proceed in that format. Samsara Dava Malalita Loka Pranaya Karunya Ghana Ghanatvam Pratasya Talyana Guna Arnavasya Vande Guru Sri Charanara Vindam. So the spiritual master is receiving benediction from the ocean of mercy. Just as a cloud pours water on forest fire and extinguishes it, the spiritual master is delivering the materially conditioned souls by extinguishing the blazing fire of material existence. I offer my obeisances unto the lotus feet of such a spiritual master who is an ocean of spiritual qualities. So, to derive more nectar, we will go into the word-to-word meaning and then discuss it. The word-to-word meaning and the lyrics can be found in kksongs.org. People, the loka, are afflicted, leader, by what? By the forest fire of material existence. So if we are able to relate it to ourselves, we are the people, if I can vouch for it, some exalted devotees could be in the assembly who are beyond the threefold miseries. So, the first line itself relates to a common man who is burning in the forest fire of material existence. If people think, I'm okay, I'm happy, nothing is wrong, I'm able to be happy in this world, I'm content, I have my arrangements done, by which I can contract, I can find new methods to overcome these. So that kind of mentality is not suitable for a person to receive spiritual knowledge. A person comes to the point where he understands that it is going beyond my control and ability, and I need spiritual guidance. And such a person becomes eligible to receive. Now is the time. Because of the circumstances which are beyond our control, we are forced to take shelter of the Lord through the spiritual master. Now, what does he do, the spiritual master? He is pranaya, he is delivering. So this word pranaya, Krishna also uses, paritranaya, to deliver the pious and annihilate the miscreants. So here, the spiritual master is delivering pranaya. Then the analogy of the cloud and the forest fire is given. The forest fire is the current situation that we are in. Now Lord Krishna is compared to an ocean. He is far away. Now can the people in the forest fire who are burning, can they physically go to the ocean? No. Now what has to happen is the clouds have to be formed. Then they have to carry the water. But the cloud can come where the forest fire is burning. And in the cloud, the amount of water in the cloud only can put out the forest fire. We can't throw buckets of water on a forest fire. We need a large amount of quantity of water. That comes from the spiritual master in the form of his mercy. So you see how reachable the spiritual master is. The conditioned souls cannot run towards Krishna because he is in Goloka Vrindavan. But the spiritual master comes to where you are. And he extinguishes the forest fire by mercy, the quality of a cloud. So this way it is like you getting the mercy at your own doorstep. Now this ocean analogy, the spiritual master in the first example is compared to a cloud getting water from the mercy of the Lord. So here is an ocean. The second analogy is given that the spiritual master is also an ocean. Ocean of what? Ocean of good qualities, auspicious qualities, kalyana, guna, arnam. Who is an ocean, and he is praptasya. So where does he get this good qualities from? Praptasya means he has obtained. He has obtained, the spiritual master has obtained all the auspicious qualities from where? By what method does he obtain them? By faithfully serving his spiritual master. Like that, the transference of bhakti and the bhakti potency happens from the heart of the spiritual master to that of a disciple. So the current disciple who fulfills, satisfies, pleases, follows the instructions of the guru and pleases the guru, he becomes empowered and he obtains the kalyana guna, all the auspicious qualities from his spiritual master, ultimately coming from Krishna. How does the spiritual master extinguish the forest fire? To be more, getting into more details, he does that through his instructions, through his vani. So, Hindi and even I think Yeah, Hindi we say it for water, it is Pani. So Guru's Vani is acting like the water, Pani, to put out the fire, Dhavana, and that is coming out through his mouth, the instructions. Even in the Guru Vandana, during Guru Puja, we sing Guru Muga Padma Bhakya, whatever comes out, my consciousness is let that be purified. Atma, nothing else. Guru Muga Padma Bhakya, Chittite Koriya Akya. So through that, he is extinguishing by giving suitable instructions to the disciple. He is extinguishing the forest fire. And he is bringing the conditioned soul out of the material existence. When we were discussing the point about initiation, diksha, so the word diksha, destroying, so di is spiritual vision, and then there is destruction of ignorance. That's what happens at the time of diksha. Your spiritual master gives you the spiritual vision by which he tells things as they are, as it is, and not cover it up. So at the time of initiation, that is what you receive, spiritual knowledge. And the ignorance is getting destroyed. So that is when the formal connection is made. Even before that, Guru's Vani will keep acting in the form of, so when you follow Guru's instructions, then you will feel the effect. To the extent you follow, to that extent you will come out of the burning materials. Burning fire of material existence. So we take shelter of such a spiritual master. So moving on to the second verse from Guru Ashtakam. Mahaprabho kirtana nritya gita vaditra madhyam manaso rasena Romancha Kampashu Taranga Bhajo Vande Guru Sri Charanara Vindu. Now, why we have to describe the glories of the spiritual master? Or why should we go into the details? Prabhupada explains that just as Brahmanas, the priestly men, have qualities, guna and karma, the Kshatriyas have guna and karma. Like that, spiritual master also has guna and karma, activities and his qualities. So the first verse we saw how the spiritual master is presenting the actual state of material existence as it is. Now that was the problem. The solution is, he is going to give a solution by engaging us in Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's service. So to engage us, he himself also must be engaging in it, and he must be at a very exalted level that he is also exhibiting the qualities when he undertakes the devotional activities, his bodily symptoms, his activities. That is getting described here. What does he do? Mahaprabho Kirtana Nritya Gita. Kirtana is chanting. Nritya. What does Nritya mean? What do we do in Mangalarti when we do? We just stand still in attention like a military thing. What do? We dance. So this is inspired by the spiritual master. The same Mangalarti, when we have visiting gurus and sannyasis, the whole mood is different. It takes us to a different level. nritya, and then he is also singing. Then he is playing musical instruments, vaditra, madhya. Vaditra is playing musical instruments. So you can relate to how Srila Prabhupada was playing harmonium, mridanga, kartas. There were so many mridanga lessons, even karta lessons, based on what Srila Prabhupada taught us. Now, as a result of that singing, dancing, he is experiencing gladness. Madhya. Mahaprabhu Kirtana Nritya Gita Vaditra Madhya. The word Vaditra means gladden. He is gladden and he is going to give the remedy for the living entities burning in the forest fire. The remedy is follow Mahaprabhu's method of singing, dancing, playing musical instruments, singing what? Singing the holy names of the Lord. Not come and sing some mundane cinema songs. So sing the holy name of the Lord, combine that, not just you, as Sankirtan, involve others, play musical instruments. This is when we can recollect how Srila Prabhupada in his early days, he encouraged, when you are sitting in Tompkins by the parks, he encouraged others who bring their musical instruments to bring them along and join in his Kirtan, Sankirtan. Whether it is going out of tune, it doesn't matter whether it fits, because Prabhupada is not there to conduct an orchestra like people who do this. No. He is having a strong connection with the Lord through the spiritual name, and by that potency he is attracting living entities, and when they have the timing in which he went, music was very prevalent and the Western world was into music, counterculture. So it was like a perfect timing, and then Prabhupada did not discriminate. You people are from a lower caste, you should not come. No, his potency attracted all people of different caste, creed, gender. They came and they started dancing, and he encouraged all of them to do it. And this is the physical symptom. So what is happening in the mind of the spiritual master is, the mind is also gladdened. Gladdened with what? Gladdened with the rasa. Vaditra madhya manaso rasena. That is what is the medicine for the living entity which is burning in the forest fire. The mellow of devotional service. So here is a person who is exhibiting all that, and he is in front of us, and the effect of that puts out the forest fire of material existence. Now he goes a step further. The spiritual master is absorbed in it, and now we are going to look at the bodily symptoms of the spiritual master when he is engaged in Vaditra Madhya Manaso Rasena. Roma Ancha, hairs standing on end. Kampa Shru Taranga, quivering of the body. Ashru Taranga, not just one drop of tear, like torrents of tears coming out from the eyes of the spiritual master. So, all this is happening. If we try to understand a little more detail about how the tears come, Nectar of Devotion explains that body has vital life force, okay? And this life force, when it comes in contact with the five elements, so what are the five elements in the body? Five elements in the body. Air, fire, water. Okay. So let's focus on air and water. When this vital force comes in contact with water, that's when the tears appear. When this vital force comes in contact with air, that's when the hairs stand on end and the voice falters. So this is given in nectar of devotion. So you understood the point, vital force is there in the body, and it comes in contact with water, then tears come. When the vital force comes in contact with air, then voice falters and hairs stand on end. So this is in Nectar of Devotion, chapter 28. Those who want to read further. Now what happens when it comes in contact with fire? Then you get perspiration. What happens when the vital force comes in contact with the sky? Then there is complete devastation. So I hope we covered all the five. Earth. Yeah, with earth one gets stunned. Because earth is the one element which gives us support. And when a person is becoming unconscious, he will start to feel that the ground is moving. And then he will try to look up the sky also seems to move. So these ecstatic symptoms are the result of the vital force coming in contact with each of the five elements. So earth, you get stunned. With water, you shed tears. With fire, you perspire. When it comes with sky, there is complete devastation. And then with the air, your voice falters, your hairs stand on end, and there is trembling. Now Srila Prabhupada, although he tried to control these ecstatic symptoms, few instances came up during Jairana Madhav Kirtan, and also the small clip which I got in WhatsApp, where a daily installation is happening. Prabhupada is explaining about daily installation, and then he tells, don't think that this deity is a stone or a brass or a metal. The Lord is actually there. And then he goes on to explain the mood in which you have to do the service. At that time, Srila Prabhupada's voice falters. He cries, Krishna, I brought these flowers for you. I have no qualification. Kindly accept it. So at that time, Prabhupada's voice will falter and then he will cry. But he will quickly compose himself and then say, Don't be puffed up. Always be careful. You're dealing with Krishna. So this is how the spiritual master, chanting the holy name, dancing in ecstasy, singing and playing musical instruments, the spiritual master is always gladdened by the Sankirtana movement of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Because he is relishing the mellows of pure devotion within his mind, sometimes his bodily hairs stand on end. He feels quivering in the body and tears flow from his eyes like waves. I offer my respectful obeisances and to the lotus feet of such a spiritual master. The first stanza describes the problem. Then the further stanzas, the Guru Ashtakam will give solutions from various angles. We saw Sankirtana movement giving solution, gladdening you, seeing such a spiritual master, the conditioned soul burning in the fire of lamentation also becomes pacified. Now the third stanza, Sri Vigrahara Dana Nitya Nana Sringara Tanman Dhiramarja Nadav Yuktasya Vaktams Cha Niyunja Topi Vande Guru Sri Charanara Vindam. So what is being described in this third paragraph of Guru Ashtakam? What concept is being brought out? Deity worship. So with deity worship comes a set of services. So that is what we will touch upon in this particular section. Sri Vigra, the deity form of the Lord in the temple, it's not just we have them, but they must be worship, aradhana. Aradhana has to be done. And this aradhana, is it like once in a month, once in a fortnight, or quarterly, half-yearly, annually? What word is used? Nitya. Nitya, always, daily. I think one of the devotees sent me the quote of His Grace Pankajangiri Prabhu about how a head pujari is not meant to even leave the temple building outside, to just to go outside. Why? Because he is on call always. If somebody is not there, he has to go. It's like there's no closure for the temple. And then there is Nitya Seva. There is a particular time, they wake up, then bhoga offering, dressing, somebody has to cook, and simultaneously dressing is happening. And if anybody doesn't turn up, the head pujari has to jump in and take over. And Prabhu equates that to raising a children, having constant engagement with the children. But in his own sweet way, he says that deity worship is better than having children. Why? Because you know for sure when the deities will go to sleep and when they will get up. In that way, there is a certain amount of regulation, whereas you don't know when your kids will go to sleep, when they will get up. But his exalted nature came out that he explains that you may feel that you are restricted so much, you can't do this, you can't do that, you can't go for social gatherings. But in human form, one has to take that austerity. Because other forms cannot perform these kind of austerities. And it is a blessing of the spiritual master. Because he has given such an engagement which is eternal, uplifting. And you are dealing with the personal form of the Lord, Sri Vigraha Aradhana Nitya Nama. Then comes Sringara, means you dress the deities with nice clothing and ornaments. And within ISKCON, this principle is applied by having ornaments which are not made of gold, so that we don't have to have the anxiety of protecting, maintaining security and theft and all that. Still, there are some instances, even in my book. But one of the threads that I picked up when going through the disciples' course content is that the principles from the Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition should be discussed, and then within ISKCON, how we are applying that. So, that is the sequence in which it is went. So that helped me to make a connection with how Srila Prabhupada is taking the Gaudiya Vaishnava principles and is applying them in ISKCON, and he is giving it to us to follow as well. Then comes the another Nitya Seva. You have a temple, then it has to be maintained, mandira, temple, and it has to be clean. That cleaning service is also Nitya, because decoration is Nitya, cleaning is Nitya. Here is where the expertise of the spiritual master. He is going to engage different devotees in various services to the deity. By this, the living entity who is in bodily consciousness, he cannot perceive the absolute Brahman who is formless. He cannot perceive the Supreme Lord in Goloka Vrindavan. But the pure devotee requests the Lord to come and reside in the form of wood, metal or marble. The biggest aspect of Vedic installation is that the pure devotee touches his heart and requests the Lord in his heart to come and reside externally in the form of Archavikara. That is the key connection. That happens only through Sri Guru, spiritual master. So he requests the Lord to come and reside, and he promises that I will serve you in a regular way, as Prabhupada promised to Injuru, Radharas Bihari, I will make a temple for you. So till that time, please bear with me. They were in the shed. But later on, he engaged different set of people in different engagements. So we will go a little deeper into the process of this deity worship, as explained by Srila Prabhupada in his lectures on Guru Ashtakam. Yeah, we saw that the Vigraha is not a stone. Guru requests the Lord to be present, and he personally, the Guru not only just delegates and gives everything, and he sits on a corner, no, he personally does it, leads by example, exemplifies it, and then trains his disciple as well. We saw the deity dress, how it should be, first class. And here are some of the points related to temple. Temple, Prabhupada says, is an expansion of the deity's spiritual energy. So temple is an expansion of the deity's spiritual energy. So therefore, it has to be kept neat and clean. So one need not feel that I am not able to go to the altar and do seva. Prabhupada explains that even a person engaged in gardening or cleaning the toilets or anything of that sort related to the temple is as good as deity worship. Because you are cleaning a portion of the Lord's body, Lord's spiritual energy. So therefore the service is exalted. And this temple cleaning, Prabhupada explains, is a form of tapasya which one has to undertake. Human form, tapodivyam. So this is the expertise of the spiritual master, where he is able to engage the living entity who is burning in the forest fire by giving him different engagements for his hands, legs, eyes. By that, in the background, the bhakti process is working and purification is happening. So you clean my temple, Krishna says, I clean your heart. So the spiritual master, being expert, he engages the conditioned living entity in various engagements, and the senses are getting purified. Another point Prabhupada mentioned, which made me think that he is not only the Mahabharata Uttama Adhikari platform, and he knows how to run the temple on a day-to-day basis. So he gives a word of caution that you keep the gate of the temple locked for security purposes. Highly relevant for us. And Prabhupada mentioned in his lecture, series of lectures, he says, don't just leave the gates open, keep them locked and secure. So it's not just Babaji from Vrindavan, like always in meditation, but he knows how to run an international organization, set the seven purposes, and up to the ground level of people on the floor, we just say in a factory or something, the floor men, up to that level he's able to give guidance. Now, what are the results of doing deity worship and temple cleaning? So we saw the process. It is nitya. It has to be clean, first class, secure. Now, what do I get by engaging in deity worship and temple cleaning? Because there's always this point, like, what's in it for me? Then,
get more inspired. At a very perfected level, deity worship, Prabhupada explains that the deity will speak to you. The deity will speak to you. We have many instances in Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. Somebody want to recollect where deity spoke? Sakshi Gopal. If you can walk, if you can talk, you can walk as well. So the deity will speak to you, and then one of the Goswamis, you can correct me, offering dry chapatis. Is it Raghunath? Sanatana Goswami. Yeah, offering dry rotis. Deity is asking, give me some salt. Prabhupada nicely explained that I am myself getting this roti out of begging, so kindly accept it. So deity speaks. Now, second point, those of us who are not at that level, how do I relate? If you want to get inspiration, if you want to get spiritual inspiration, engage in deity worship and temple cleaning. Prabhupada explains that this process infusing means, you know how we make tea? You put the tea bag in a hot tub of water, that's called as infusing. You put it and then the juice extends. So if you want your mind to be absorbed and get spiritual inspiration, infuses the mind with spiritual inspiration. That's the result you get by deity worship and temple cleaning. As we saw, the heart not only becomes clean, not just to have a clean heart, but a decorated heart, Prabhupada says, that will happen when you engage in decorating the deities and cleaning and decorating the temple. So your heart becomes clean and decorated. Further benefits are that the understanding that you get by reading shastras will go to a next level when you engage in practical service. And by this whole process, you are becoming fit to go back to Godhead. Now we saw the effect of cinema songs. So Prabhupada explains that in the temple, there is also constant playing of musical instruments and the kirtans, and that will remove the taste of mundane cinema songs from the heart of a conditioned soul. Now that winter is coming, we will all want to have different layers of clothing, decorate ourselves. The process will take away the desire to decorate oneself nicely. The process, when you decorate the deities nicely, the temple nicely, the internal desire to decorate oneself with ornaments and costly clothing, that desire goes away. Because that desire is what is pushing the living entity into the fire. And this is how expertly the spiritual master takes the living entity out of the material existential fire through giving spiritual satisfaction, spiritual nourishment, and your heart will not only be clean, but it will also be decorated. Now one of my question is just the person who is closely working with the deities only, will they get the benefit? And Prabhupada says, no, even the common public who come and see that the temple is nicely clean and kept and maintained, and when they take prasad and when they appreciate, they are also getting shukruti. Public will also benefit. So this is the deeper explanation of Sri Vigrahara Tana Nitya Nama Sringa Tanman Diramadunaparu. So the effect on those who engage and on the public. This is the mastermind of the spiritual master, and that's why later on he will be called as Daksha, expert. Now, deities are there, we are dressing them nicely. After dressing, what do we do?
Decoration.
Okay, that's done.
Offer.
Boga. Right? We don't keep them starving. That's the next theme of Prasada Tattva. Chaturvida Shri Bhagavat Prasada Swar Anna Triptam Hari Bhakta Sangam Kritvaiva Triptim Vajata Sadaiva Vande Guru Sri Charanara Vindam. Four kinds of Bhagavat Prasada offered. By that, Triptam, spiritually satisfied, and your body is also getting nourished. And you take it in the Sangha of devotees. And seeing his disciples offering such bhoga to the Lord, and then later honoring prasadam and distributing prasadam, the spiritual master is also satisfied. The spiritual master is always offering four kinds of delicious food, analyzed as that which is licked, chewed, drunk, and sucked. Chavya, Cheshta, Paya is drunk. Lehya is licked. L for L, licked. Lehya. Chewable, which is called Chavya. And then Chushya, sucked. And Peya, which is drunk. So what are some examples of which can be sucked? Chushya, Boga. What are some examples of that? Boga which can be, which you offer, then prasad which can be tasted by sucking. Sorry? Lemons, okay. Fruit juices, can you say? Can be drunk, sometimes it is. Now what do we taste by licking?
Srikant.
Srikant,
Ice creams.
Ice creams. Now, here is a combination where there is four kinds of palatable food, and that has to be combined according to the seasons, and then that has to be done as per the time of the day, and it has to be done nitya, because nitya we saw in the verse 3, which means for devotees there is continuous engagement. Not only you have to come up with a menu and start thinking, but the more you are thinking about making different kinds of bhoga for the Lord, your mind, your senses, your body, all that is getting engaged in the service of the Lord. And as we saw earlier, in the background, purification is happening. The living entity who is burning in this material existence, when he gets this kind of engagement, when he offers bhoga and later tastes the prasada, what does he get? Spiritual satisfaction and nourishment.
Six times in a day. Yeah.
Yeah. And then combine that four times with taste salt, sweet, bitter and sour. So salty item which can be licked, salty item which can be sucked. You make that combination. Sweet items which can be licked, sucked, drunk, bitter items like that. So there's a whole variety of engagement for the disciple to be engaged, and this again is the expertise of the spiritual master. So Prabhupada says, spiritual master's duty is to engage his disciples in preparing varieties of nice foodstuffs to offer the deity. After being offered, this food is distributed as prasadam to the devotees. Spiritual master himself does not eat or require such a variety of prasadam. By seeing to the offering and distribution of prasadam, he himself, the spiritual master himself, is encouraged in devotional service. The Prabhupada summarizes by saying that realization of God can be had through tongue, sevan mukhevi jivaro. Simply by eating, you will become Krishna consciousness, even if he does not do anything. The Prabhupada gives the example of people who come on a Sunday feast and just eating prasadam and going. And this point is making in Melbourne, April 6, 1972, at a lecture at a Christian monastery. So, by distributing food, the spiritual food, simply by eating, he will be in Krishna consciousness, even if he does not do anything. But actually, we are inviting persons to come, sit down, chant with us, Hare Krishna Mantra, and take prasadam and go home. That's all. This is our program. There are specific instructions which a guru gives to a disciple, which he has to fulfill to satisfy him, and there are general instructions that he gives in his lectures. By taking them to the heart, and most important thing, Prabhupada explains that if you develop love for Krishna, that will please me the most. The question is asked about book distribution, or if you love Krishna, that will please Prabhupada the most. That's what he said when the question was raised. So, looking at Guru's instructions, hearing it, even worshipping it, executing it, and developing love for Krishna, doing it in a proper mood, that will please the Guru. If others want to add to it, they can. Okay, if there's no other questions, we'll conclude here. Krantrasimad Bhagavatam Ki Jai Srila.